We continue our learning Leilinish Masdavim Emanachem Rishen Chaim Yaakov Mipichas Eliyahu. We are Megillah Perek Dalam Mishnah Vav. Katan Kori Batora Umitargim. We allow a katan to read from the Torah, to be called up as one of the Olim, to get an Aliyah, and as in the past, to read from the Torah and discharge other people's obligation in the Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. Umitargim, and certainly he can be the translator. Now, why do we allow a katan to read from the Torah? After all, how can he discharge other people's obligation if he doesn't have the obligation himself? And the answer is because Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas hatzibur. It's a communal obligation. Each individual does not have an obligation to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. When we have a tzibur together, then that triggers an obligation of upon the community, upon the tzibur, to read from the Torah. So since it's just to teach Torah barabim, there's no particular, it's not a mitzvah gemura, so therefore there is no problem with the katan being called up. The Bar Tanura quotes from the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah. That's only from Shlishi and on. He can't read the entire weekly section of the Torah, nor should we have a majority of the people being called up as who are ketanim. But nonetheless, they definitely can be called up. A katan can be called up according to the Mishnah. Our minhag today is that we only call him up for maftir, but that is permitted based on this Mishnah. And of course, as we said, mitargim is able to be the translator. Aval, as we mentioned, this is the opposite of the previous Mishnah when we were speaking about the maftir benavi, who is given then this extra privilege of pares al shma and over lefnei ateva to be the chazan and the siyas kapayim. So here the Mishnah says regarding a katan that aval eno pares al shma, but he's not able to be pares al shma, which of course is a type of tzibur obligation. Then over lefnei ateva, he can't be the shliach tzibur. Pares al shma is a form of being a shliach tzibur as well, so a katan can't do that. They don't know say eskapov, nor should he be do nisi eskapayim if he's a kohen, because it's not kavodat tzibur to have a bracha from a katan. There are questions about bringing a katan up along with gedolim of the purposes of chinuch, and different shuls have different customs regarding that issue. And then the Mishnah says pocheach. If someone is a pocheach, pocheach is someone who's have a person who's obviously is an adult, because we're going to be speaking about someone who's going to be leading the davening to serve as a shliach tzibur, but his clothes are ripped. And there are different opinions, and we've shown him what parts of the body are exposed. So some say that the limbs are exposed, the knees are bare, he's stripped down to the waist, he's wearing short sleeves now, or those are ripped, and now you can see the upper arm. So different opinions, is it the lower body limbs that are exposed, is it the upper limbs that are exposed? And this is, we have different minhagim about certain shuls, that the shliach tzibur has to be wearing sleeves down to his elbow at least, or maybe we should have a practice to have him wear a jacket to avoid this problem. Certainly shouldn't be wearing shorts. So these are issues based on this Mishnah. Pocheach, Mishnah here says the following. Pares al shma umitargim. We allow this person with the tattered clothing to lead the davening for Pares al shma, that is the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, etc., and the first bracha Birchas Kriyas Shma, and umitargim, he can act as the translator. Aval eino kore batora. Here we make a distinction between being the mitargim and the Pares al shma versus being called up to the Torah and being the chaz and nisias kapayim. Aval eino kore batora. He should not be reading from the Torah, because kavara Torah. Veino over lefnei ateva. Everyone sees this bizayon. It's not kavara tzibur to have this pocheach with the tattered clothing leading the davening as the shliach tzibur, and he's not able to do nesias kapayim for the same thing. It's a ganai, it's a disgrace for the tzibur to have someone dressed like that to be leading the davening, then to be doing nesias kapayim as well. Suma Pares Eshma Umitarge. Mishnah says that a Suma, a blind person, is able to lead the davening for Pares Eshma, the Kaddish and the Kedusha and the Yotzer HaMa'oros. And the Chiddush here is that even though one of the brachos says he is reciting and discharging other people's obligation in his Yotzer HaMa'oros, Yotzer HaBerechoshech, nonetheless, here we say, he doesn't get benefit from Ma'oros, from the sun in the morning. morning, during the day, so why should he be able to make that bracha? Nonetheless, he receives hana from the fact that other people are able to see, and they prevent him from getting into trouble, from stumbling at all. And the brisa, there's a nice brisa, and the Gemara brings, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Kol Yamai, Hoyisi Mitztair al Mikrozeh. He said, my whole life I was disturbed by this pasuk in the Tochacha of Kisava. What does it say? V'hoyisa mimashesh batzaharayim, kasheyi mashesh ho'iver ba'afela. So you're, one of the punishments is you're going to be groping around in the afternoon the same way a blind person gropes around in the dark. So he asked, what's the difference? Oh, the same way a blind person gropes around in the dark. That's what you're going to have to do even during the daytime. A blind person gropes around even when it's not dark. So what does that mean? Acheba maisa liyadi. And Rabbi Yossi says, until something happened, and then I realized what pshat is in this pasuk, umamashesh ho'iver ba'afela. Pamachas ha'isi mahalech b'isho naila ba'afela. I was once walking. It was very, very dark. It was the nighttime. Ra'isi sumo shoy mahalech ba'derech ba'buka b'yado. I saw there was a blind person walking, and he had a torch in his hand. What do you need this torch for? You can't see anyway. If I'm holding this torch, other people see me, and they're able to protect me from cutting myself in falling to a trap or cutting myself on the thorns. So therefore we see that indeed we understand why a suma can be paris eshma and recite the bracha of Yotzer HaMaoros. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shelo ra maoros miyamav eino paris eshma. So he says like this, a person who had never seen maoros, let's say a person was born blind, so then since he's never received benefit from the or, he's eino paris eshma because he cannot recite the bracha of Yotzer HaMaoros, but we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Perek Dal Mishnah Zion says the Mishnah Kohen Sheish Biyadav Mumin. Kohen who has some type of blemish on his face, on his legs. So here he has, let's say, his hands. The Gemara speaks about his bent. His hands are bent inwards, they're bent sideways. Person who, let's say, can't separate his fingers, so then that may be that deformity is preventing him from really reciting the brachos properly with his fingers spread. So that's also. So Cohen has his face and his feet, something is disfigured. He should not be doing nisias kapayim because this is considered a mum for a Kohen, which is not allowed. Several mum in the Torah discussed in Parshas Emor for a Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af misha hayu yadav tzvuos istis upua lo yiso eskapav. He says, even someone whose hands are stained with, we've mentioned this when we learned Seder Zroim, istis and pua, these are dye, the plants which are used for dyes. So istis is wod, and pua is matter, so M-A-D-D-E-R, if you may remember that. Bar Tanur says, istis tzva'o dome l'tcheles, and pua sharashim adumim. So istis is more of a blue color and pua is a red color. So the Mishnah here says, so also according to Rabbi Yehuda, he should also not serve as the shliach tzibur, for nisias kapayim, should not go up to the duchen, lo yisras kapav, why? Sha'am ibn sha'am istaklin bo, because people are going to stare at him. And we don't want people either to stare at him, as Rashi says, based on the Gemara Chagiga, tezayin sha'am istakl b'kohanim b'sh, a person's eyes become dim, almost blind, because if you stare at the Kohen and when they do this, is kapayim lefisha shchina shora bein yideyam, Hashem's shchina rests between their hands. And others say no, it's not about that. Balei Tosfos says that was only true in the Beis Hamikdash, but outside the Beis Hamikdash, the issue is that if you're staring at him, you're going to be meisiach das. You're not going to be focused. You're going to be inattentive to the bracha, and we're supposed to be focused on the bracha. So if I'm staring, I have reason to stare at the Kohen, so that's something to avoid. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Bar Tanur makes the point based on the Gemara on Chavdal and Amid Beis in Megillah that if this Kohen was what we call dush be'iro, literally mean threshed in his city. Klomar says the Bar Tanur, what does that mean? Rogil imahem. People are used to him. Uvekulam yodim b'mumin sheish bo o b'tzeva shabiyado o sherov anshe yirim lachtem rakach. Hey, people know this mum, or they recognize, they know this color. He's a painter. He's always walking around with his hands are colored. Or maybe most of the people of the city do this type of work and they have this color on their hands. Then it's going to be mutter deshuv ein mistaklin bo.